Right, I'm joined again by the Guardian's Robert Booth, who's just been inside the court hearing. Robert, could you describe what the atmosphere was like? I mean, it was a hearing, but it was a very, very significant moment too, clearly.
Well, there was much, what he talked about and the way he expressed himself set out the store for things to come in this trial. First of all, he showed no remorse. He was defiant, and he even taunted members of the public gallery who were there, who were themselves victims of the genocide at Srebrenica, making hand gestures and smiling and smirking at them. He also, it has to be said, was much more in control and physically together, perhaps, than we might have thought from what happened pre-trial and all the talk about his ailing condition and his time in hospital. He was able to move his arms and face and head and very easily and clearly, and he was defiant in jutting out his jaw. And at one point, he waved his fist at the judge, and he seemed to be a man in control of himself and definitely in control of the situation. Not least when he made his first appearance and the curtain came up on the court and he gave a military salute to the public gallery and a military salute to the judge.
And it seems that whilst the indictment was being read out, his expression was fairly inscrutable for a fair bit of it. But as the hearing went on, when he gave his statement at the end, he seemed to be almost like the kind of quite arrogant General Mladic of old, saying, "I'm General Mladic and the world knows who I am."
He did from time to time during the indictment smirk or roll his eyes or nod or shake his head as he said he considers the indictment monstrous and obnoxious and said that he hadn't even heard these kind of allegations before, which is laughable really, given the exposure that they have had. There was definitely a feeling that he wanted to remain in control. He was happy when the court went into a closed session to discuss his health, because it meant that the audio was switched off and the public could not hear, and he applauded that, clapping his hands together. And all in all, he looked not quite every inch, but pretty much the defiant general that he once was.
Was there any reaction from the public gallery during any part of this?
Absolutely. The group of women from around the Srebrenica area who'd lost family members in the massacre regularly interjected in their own language, and towards the end there was a lot of noise with them shouting "butcher" at him.